Buddy Biancalana is co-founder of PMPM Sports Zone Training. He is a former shortstop with the 1985 Kansas City Royals. We talked to him at the start of the postseason. Perfect time to talk to him as well right now. Buddy, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeff.
So I'd like to ask you, I'm watching Madison Bumgarner pitch, and he looks to me like, as Matt Cain said, I'm not even certain he has a pulse. Now, what would your, if you could sit down with Madison Bumgarner and really try to get inside this guy's head and really try to figure out what he's about, what would you be most interested in your capacity with PMPM Sports? Because I got to think this guy is a different animal.
Well, he is. And if you watch him closely, there's no fatigue in him. And he's not sweating at all, although, you know, people say it was a cool night. But wasn't breathing heavily at all. And it's because of the way the information that he's processing is moving through the brain. When the brain is working as it's designed to work while you're performing a dynamic motion, like throwing a baseball, pitching a baseball, there will be fluidity of the muscles. There will be reduced fatigue. And you can throw a lot of pitches. And he has been a workhorse over the course of his career because he has figured out how to access those processes in the brain. And, you know, it was no surprise to me that he was able to come back on 2 days rest and throw five innings of relief work last night. And not only that, be very, very effective.
Why do we being those of us who cover baseball, why are we so intrigued these days, and I guess people who follow baseball as well, by guys who can do what Bumgarner did, you know, pitch on, come out and give you five innings of relief on short rest, and, you know, after a season in which he's thrown, I don't know, I think he's up to over 260 innings now. Like, it seems to me that those guys intrigue us even more in some ways than, you know, the real superstars and kind of the transcendent position players. Why is that, buddy?
Well, I just think it's not understanding. I mean, it's not that Madison Bumgarner is different than anybody else in his capabilities and the way his brain is capable of functioning. He just understands that there's something else going on that's more important than his delivering the pitch to the plate and getting the hitter out. Mm-hmm. We call it, in our business, we call it the DNA goal. The DNA goal of the sport is the embedded goal of the sport. It's the obvious goal of the sport. And the obvious goal for a baseball pitcher is to get the hitter out, to throw a strike and get the hitter out. And I'm not saying that's not present, but there's a process in the brain that he has obviously identified that is more important to him. The great Roger Federer said, the game is within. You know, he's a guy that lives in the zone. Mm-hmm. And he had a quote in Tennis Magazine. He said, the game is within. And he said, he went on to say that anytime you think the game is between you and your opponent, you're beat. Now, that's a very extreme comment. But what he was saying is, in order to best beat your opponent, you've got to access this game within your own being. And it's what Madison Bumgarner does so well, naturally. Mm-hmm. It's what allows him to throw so many pitches and be the workhorse and go out there last night and be, you know, so effective.
Buddy, what do you think the Kansas City Royals take away from this World Series, from this magical run? You know, it's a team they've got some decisions to make with Billy Butler and James Shields, but boy, it looks to me, buddy, like there's a core here that you ought to be able to build on. And I mean, sustainability is not always an easy thing in professional sports, as I'm sure you well know. But it looks like this team might be able to sustain a little bit more of a run, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, they've got some talent there. They're probably not going to be able to keep James Shields or Billy Butler. You know, that's going to free up a lot of money to go out. And my guess is they'll go out and try and get a big right-handed bat. Mm-hmm. And put around those lefties, Hosmer and Moustakas, who, you know, they really need to get more out of Hosmer and Moustakas, you know, as well as Hosmer played and the potential that he has. I mean, it's immense. I mean, he could be a real star, huge, huge star. And to date, he hasn't done it. He did have a good postseason, but as far as the regular season goes, he has not become the player that he's capable of becoming, nor has Moustakas. But there's a lot of talent there, and I think you know, it gives the Royals more breathing room. People are going to believe in Dayton more in the organization, the ownership group. They went out and spent some money. I think their payroll is close to $100 million now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll exceed it next year. But I don't know quite how strong their minor league system is as far as, you know, as their starting pitcher in their minor leagues, they could come up and fit into that rotation. But I know there's, you know, it's likely there's not a number one that's ready to come up. So,
right.
You know, they're going to have to find someone to fill the shoes of James Shields if he does leave, which is, I think, all but certain. But, you know, it's great for me being an ex-Royal player. It's great to see the city behind the Royals, the media behind them, you know, and just the fans. It's really, really great to watch that.
Yeah, you really get the sense that the Royals have reclaimed that part of the sports landscape in Kansas City that they once had. And that, you know what, and that's not, I was talking to someone the other day about this, a sports marketer, and you know, he made the point that we know some of the issues that baseball is fighting against right now, you know, the issues of demographics, the length of game, all that stuff. But this person I was talking to was making the point that especially in a market that has had success, and we're talking about Toronto specifically, a market that's had success and then hasn't had success for a long period of time. He said he thought in some ways it's harder to regain a foothold in a market like that now just because of the way the sports landscape is splintered and everything. And he made the point, the only way to do it, Jeff, is to either win the World Series or at least go to the World Series. Other than that, you bring a star player in, whatever. That doesn't work as much as just having success. And I think it's an accurate observation.
Well, it's an interesting observation, and I'd have to study it more to know how accurate it is, but I trust your opinion. You're obviously very well prepared. I've always appreciated speaking to you. So, but, you know, I think what happens, you know, a club like Kansas City has success, and then they're down for so long that people, you know, you kind of lose interest and you lose faith in management. And you know, you basically, over the years, you may have to build a whole new fan base. And I shouldn't say whole new fan base, but a large part of a new fan base, because a lot of people have gotten older, or they moved out of town, and you know, things come up, and they're just not as interested in watching a losing ball club.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're in a smaller market, the combination of all of that can make it tough. But you know, it seems like the Royals are they've been moving in the right direction for about 3 years now. Who were they, you know, one of the best teams in baseball? Well, they played on the big stage, and you can't say they weren't, but, you know, I think there were probably better lineups,
mm-hmm.
certainly Baltimore. But it doesn't come down to the best team. It comes down to the team that's able to execute under pressure, and the Royals did it really well. They just came up a bit short.